Disney proper?
All right. Can you wear on? And so where did we do that?
Final straw.
Oh, so we need a motion to. This might be the last meeting. Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everybody. Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Barron. Klein.
Here.
Raverman.
Here.
Cluder.
Yes.
Alfred.
Here.
Duber.
Here.
Perry.
Here. Can I please have a motion to excuse Mr. Barron, who said he would be out of town tonight?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluder.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Next, we'll move on to a motion to approve the regular minutes of November 12th, 2014. Do you have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any questions or comments about the minutes? If there's none, Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I need a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting of December 3rd, 2014. Do I have a motion?
Made.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluder. Any comments, questions about this one? Okay, great. Mary?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Abstain.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thanks. Next, I need a motion to approve the Treasurer's Report of October 31st, 2014. Do we have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. And second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Mr. Bloom, would you like to give your report, please?
Okay, for October, not a whole lot has changed from last month, but there are a couple things worth pointing out on the front page of the report. On the very top line in the general fund, on the operating line, you can see that the balance has dipped a bit from last month, the final balance. I believe that's more of a timing issue than anything else. Our goal is still to be around 500,000 or above at year end, and I think we'll be there. And then down below, we added a new fund, just to point out for you, the FEMA dispatch grant that we had talked about a while back is something that Nick DeSico has arranged for the dispatch group, and he'll be running some very large numbers through there in the next year, or 6 months even. So we want to separate that out from the general fund so it didn't distort the numbers.
FEMA? The FEMA dispatch?
It's right. It's through FEMA. It's for the dispatch group in Bedford.
Why do we have any balance in there at the end of a period?
For the grant?
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it didn't net out exactly, but it will by the time they're done.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure why it didn't.
10% of it has to be gotten back from the community it benefited.
Is that the only reason for that amount?
No,
I'm not sure.
Because we got more from FEMA than.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. But by the time we're all done, right, it'll be zero grant.
Yeah.
Zero balance.
All right.
Let's see. On the revenue side, in the detail, on the general fund, again, we're pretty close to where we were last month. Our target percentage after 10 months is about 83%. If you net out the estate tax, the one-time receipt, we are at 81.5%. So we're a little bit below our target right now. Some of the line items are down a little bit, some are up. Overall, we balance out pretty close to the target. The one thing to watch for, or to keep an eye on, is the income tax. That's the one item that's down by a few percentage points, so that's keeping the balance low. Oh, and the other thing to point out, for those who weren't at the finance meeting, if you look at the refunds and reimbursement line near the bottom, you'll see a receipt for in the month of about $50,000. Just about all of that is a, $49,000 is a refund or a rebate from the Workers' Comp Bureau. So that was unexpected until a few months ago when they announced it. On the expenditure page, which is page 9 of the expenditure report, we're in very good shape. Same thing, if the target is 83.3%, we are at 83.1%. So we're at within 0.2 of a percentage point of our budget on the expense side. So the only thing, the only negative right now is the revenues. Expenditures are right where they should be.
Great, thank you so much. Does anybody have any further questions for Mr. Bloom?
It's not a big question, it's just kind of a silly one, I guess. There's a cat tax, property tax A, that's $105, what is it?
That was a revenue item that the state put in, or what it did, I'm gonna go the whole way, but it, when we used to have a personal property tax, they took that away and phased that out over a long period of time. They put in this commercial activity tax, that's what the CAT is, mm-hmm. to replace that, and then they decided to take that away also. So we're gonna be reimbursed with the CAT tax when they took away personal property, then they took away this also. So they've phased it out to just about zero.
State really doesn't like local government.
It was the same kind of thing.
One question, David, this following on the mayor's comment about the state, I understand the HB 5 has been passed by the Ohio House and is going to the governor. I hope that perhaps if we could request from you sometime perhaps in the next month or so some understanding for us about how that may impact our municipal finances.
We can get that from Rita. During the course of the debate, Rita has done that. They've estimated how much each community. Ours was not, why do I have 11,000 in my head?
It was minimal. I don't have the dollar amount in my head, but it was a minimal amount.
It wasn't gonna impact us very much, but we could ask people that we know at Rita that will calculate
what
it means for Orange.
We'll get that.
Yeah, it'd be helpful for us all to know what that impact was.
A lot of the things that it's changing aren't gonna be big numbers to us.
Okay.
But we'll get that.
You'll ask Mitch to ask them.
On the report that I think the mayor is referring to, it's probably a few months old, so.
Yeah, the provisions might have changed.
We should be able to get an updated report and bring that to you.
Okay, great, thank you.
And it isn't finalized yet. It hasn't been signed until long yet.
No, I understood it passed the House and was going to Kusina. Or not Kusina, okay.
The governor's gonna pass.
Yeah.
One other thing I just wanted to point out is that this is probably the last time we'll see inheritance tax on the lineup ever again, so.
What was that? I couldn't hear you.
The last time on the revenue side you'll see the inheritance taxes.
Well, you'll see it as long as there's a year, you know, for however many years are on the.
We're not expecting any more, right?
You could extend it about 15 months.
There could be a surprise every once in a while, right?
I don't know if we have any large estates that are still settling.
Yeah, you could extend it out a little bit.
Thank you. Mary, will you call the roll for the treasurer's report, please?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes, thank you. Next, I need a motion to approve the tax administrator's report of November 30th, 2014. Do you have a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein, second?
I'll second it.
Alfred? Mr. Alfred and Reese's hand. Mr. Bloom?
Sure. Probably the main thing to look at here is the gross taxes collected column, and you can see we didn't have a very good month in November. Overall now, for 2014, from where we were a year ago, we're down about $10,800, which is only one-third of 1%, but we are down about $100,000 versus our budget at this point.
Well, we won't make that up in 1 month though, will we?
I was gonna ask that.
We, it's possible. It's possible.
Our first distribution in December was up $75,000?
Right, so we had a very, right, and again, it depends how we, how the second collection comes in, but we're off to a very good start in December, so.
Yeah, okay.
It's possible, yeah. And I'm not sure what it really means, but just to give you, put it in perspective, we are down year over year by a little less than 1%. But the, pretty much everybody in the area is down. Beechwood is down 7% right now. Chagrin Falls is down 0.4%. Mayfield Village is down 1.3%. Mayfield is down 1.9, Mayfield Heights 1.9. And Bedford Heights is down 1.1%. And Moreland Hills is even, so nobody's up, so.
And Pepper Pike?
We can't, I didn't look them up, I forgot. So overall, we're right, the whole area is kind of where we are. We're actually probably on the higher side compared to most of the communities around us, so we'll see what happens.
Any questions for Mr. Bloom? Right, seeing none, Mary, will you call the roll?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, I have discussion of the bills to be paid for December in the amount of $920,727.46, and additional expenses of $220,674.63.
Again, I direct your attention to the real important numbers, which are the general fund was $81,926. We had very large infrastructure levy payments this month of $569,000 and some debt payments as well.
Right, you had $100,000 on that grant.
$152,000 came out of the 208.
Yeah.
So big numbers, but in line with normal spending.
Does anybody have any questions? Mary, we've, we don't call the roll anymore, sorry. Next, we have audience comments relative to agenda items. If you'd like to come and make a comment, we welcome you to. You can step up to the microphone and say your name and address in the comment if you'd like. No? Okay. Move on to ordinance 2014-29, an ordinance appointing a law director and authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Walter Haverfield, LLP, to provide legal services from January 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016 and declaring an emergency. This is on for third reading this evening. Do I have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Anybody have any questions or comments from this ordinance that we've looked at for a while? Seeing none, Mary, will you call the roll, please?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next, ordinance 2014-30, an ordinance appointing Blair N. Melling as the prosecutor of Orange Village and providing compensation for the prosecutor and declaring an emergency. This also is on for third reading this evening. Do I have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Thank you, Mr. Klein. Any questions? Mary?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Next is ordinance 2014-31, an ordinance to make annual amended appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of Orange Village during the calendar year 2014. Although this is on for second reading, I'm going to ask for a motion to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Mary, will you call the roll for suspension of the rules, please?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Next, I'll take a motion to adopt ordinance 2014-31.
Motion made.
Jeff. And any questions? It was in last week's packet, Mr. Braverman.
Which one you want, 31?
Yeah. Is this just to conform with the requirements of the county?
Of the audit.
Yeah.
This is so that we won't have any.
Here, I have it.
He's got it.
He has it?
Mm-hmm. This is so we won't spend more than any appropriations.
So, and just, Mr. Bloom had explained to us last week that the numbers, if you were to compare it to our original appropriations at the beginning of the year, they're overinflated now because this is just for this one type, this is this piece, right? You looked at me funny.
No.
Because we have to always ensure that number is larger than anything we ever spend. We're dinged severely if we go over. So we don't use this for budgeting purposes. It's only for the appropriation form that we use this for. Do you have any questions, you think?
No.
Okay, great. Anybody else? Mary, will you call the roll?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Thank you. Next is ordinance 2014-32, an ordinance to make annual appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of Orange Village during the calendar year 2015. This is also on for second reading tonight. I'm going to ask for a motion to suspend the rules, please.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Klein, for a motion.
I'll
Mr.
Second.
Duber?
Second.
Great. Mary, will you call the roll for the suspension
Klein?
Of the rules?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes, thanks. Next, I'll take a motion for ordinance 2014-32.
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluder. Second. Thank you, Mr. Klein. This is our appropriations for 2015. Any questions, Mr. Braverman? None? None from anybody else? Mary, will you call the roll?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Yes. Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes. Great. On to new business. We need a motion to authorize the mayor to declare a surplus, a 2004 Volkswagen Touareg, VIN number WVGCM77L84D061794. And a 2002 Cadillac Escalade VIN number IGYEK63N82R233689, and provided by the police department, and to dispose of surplus in a manner most appropriate, and to report back to council. Have a motion, please, just to put it on the table.
Yes.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluder.
Yes.
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Klein.
Where did these come from?
This
money will not go into the general fund. This is money that
That's
will go
police
into the
recovery, right? Drug recovery.
Yeah, yes, this is money that will go into the police local and funds. This is money. These are cars that were gotten from our involvement with HIDA from recovery buses.
Was the Cadillac the car that you used to ride around in?
You don't remember the Cadillac?
Yes, I do.
The one that has the bumper sticker not paid for with taxpayer funds?
Did you drive around in it?
No.
Yes, I do.
But wait a minute. Did the chief indicate what these might be worth?
He did a little work on trade-in and determined that the trade-in offer was too low, so they want to shop it around.
Fine.
So they're going to sell it on the open market, sell both vehicles? They're both in good shape, aren't they?
One has
a lot of miles on it.
One has 137,000 miles on it, the Touareg.
Does it?
The chief drives, and the Cadillac has 94,000 miles on it. The Cadillac's worth more than the Touareg.
Yeah.
As you recall in the budget, there was money in there for two unmarked cars, and this is towards that objective.
We've done pretty well on eBay before.
Okay.
I don't think we'll do eBay. I don't know.
Well, whatever you decide.
The it's not gonna happen to January. I think, you know.
What's happening to them?
The Touareg, the chief uses on, that's his day-to-day car, and the Cadillac Escalade is parked out there, and it's used for undercover work. Because, you know, because it doesn't stand out in the neighborhood. Oh, I guess I just blew their cover. Don't put the paper.
I don't think there's anybody here that's gonna.
The newspaper.
The Escalade.
He's writing it.
This is really rising to the level of community interest.
It'd be unclean.
All right.
All right, anybody else have questions or comments? Mary, will you call the roll?
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Cluder.
Yes.
Alfred.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes. Next, I need to squeeze in a motion here to also raise Mary Campman's pay with consistently with what we've decided to raise council. I mean,
Why do we have to do that?
She said we had to make an ad.
Cup said we have to do.
Had to make a motion.
Really? Okay.
So to make it consistent with what administration and the police department and the fire department are getting this year. And do I have a motion, please?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mrs. Cluder. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Duber. Any questions? No? Mary, we call the roll for yourself.
Klein.
Yes.
Braverman.
Yes.
Cluder.
Yes.
Alfred.
Yes.
Duber.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes. Thank you. Next, we have committee reports by council members. Mr. Klein, do you have anything from planning and zoning?
There was no meeting this week for planning.
Okay, and we have our big meeting coming up January 6th?
January...
6th, yeah.
For where the, we're needing a new calendar, where the Pinecrest...
Pinecrest will be submitting a revised and updated plan. They have submitted some information to Dave Hart for review at this point. There have been some updated drawings that we've seen relative to some of the site planning issues that we heard about at the last submission, last review. And they've submitted an updated traffic document. We're waiting for reports back on those items.
Okay, great.
I have a question for planning and zoning, maybe. What's the status with the Chinese church?
Nothing
new.
Nothing? Oh, okay.
Where is the Chinese church?
Oh, it's gonna be on Emory.
On Emory Road.
Emory, right?
Oh, the Baptist church there?
No,
what is it?
The new one that's gonna go in.
I think it's beyond.
There's a new one?
No, it's a new.
Cleveland Chinese Christian Church.
400 families, is that what you told us?
Whatever, if you remember.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about. Cool.
Don't get me started.
Have they filed some?
I wondered if they came to you with any.
Permit request?
They had their site plan approved and the preliminary.
Preliminaries, but nothing beyond.
They haven't.
They're working on where they're gonna put their sanitary sewer, whether they're gonna go to Woodbrand or go into the county across, you know, going west on Emory.
Is it west of Brainerd?
Yeah, yes, correct.
Were there white houses they built?
Cool. All right, any other questions or comments? None? All right, I think that finishes committee reports. We'll go on to audience questions. Seeing none, we'll move on to comments by council members, starting with you, Mrs. Cluder.
Whoa, I was going to ask here, Bob, the parking lot is a skating rink out that's really lousy. Thank you so much, because I... That would be a good thing.
Wait, did you say our parking lot's slippery?
Oh, and how?
Everything is.
Oh, no, it just froze up.
Did it start snowing since I've been?
No, it's really bad, be careful, really be careful, so.
Oh, Herb's got his ice pick.
Can you hand it around?
All right, thank you, Mrs. Anything else, Mrs. Cluder?
Yes, I heard vicariously and rather sadly for anybody who's been on this panel a long time, that Steve Hibancic is ill, and I was very ill.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know that. He's very ill.
And I'm so sad to hear it. Herb and I, you know, Steve Hibancic is very sick.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, very ill. And I was very sorry to hear that.
Really?
That, yeah, that was...
And yet he's got a very good attitude. You know, he's in Florida right now.
That's right.
He's in Florida, isn't he, as I understand? Yeah, I was very sorry to hear that.
Why did you tell me these things?
We did, we sent him a basket.
And apart from that, we really are moving along tonight. Happy holidays, everybody, and a happy and healthy new year.
You've been full of great news lately in your report.
Yeah, I know, isn't that awful? People call me with this stuff.
Lucky you.
Yeah, that's right, that's exactly right, yeah.
Mr. Klein?
I just wanna update everyone on some of the goings on relative to Pinecrest. We did have a group meeting the other day with the parties of the school board.
No, it's phone.
It was a phone call, conference call, with our attorneys, the school board's attorney, and the school superintendent and treasurer, regarding the discussion on TIF. We've had some agreement on the direction that we intend to, we'd like to pursue, or the school board may be supportive of in pursuing a TIF. The instruction was to Matt Stasinski, who has put some numbers together for the project relative to what the incomes would be from the various scenarios that were written. We agreed upon a direction to go back to the developer with and discuss it with them. Once we have a reaction there that we can respond to, I ask that Matt and the attorney come to the council as an executive session to inform us of the full magnitude of the economics of what's being proposed.
Great idea.
Wait, did you say he was going to do that before he proposes it to the other side?
No.
No, this is really
the school
board's response.
We want to get some reaction from them to what we're...
The school board's response.
Right.
Yeah.
But before it goes to the developer.
No.
No. It will...
It is the school board's response.
Okay. It's the school board's response, but not ours.
We're in concurrence with what their thinking is. We want to see what the reaction is from the developer to determine what kind of response there needs to be. There's no formal document here at this point for us to react to. And there's going to have to be some agreement on that before we can even act. But we want to have, I want to make sure that those numbers and their impact is addressed to this board, this council, before anything formal is undertaken.
Yeah, I think they just, they need to know, even though a number of us have said it a number of times, that it's this body that's going to bless or not bless whatever the proposal is. And I wouldn't want them to think that whatever takes place before it gets here has any weight, particularly, other than carrying itself forward. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, at this point, what we're trying
to do. I don't want anybody to say to me, well, you guys have already said this, because I will not have already said that. Okay.
No, and that's not going to happen.
Okay.
Mr. President, I've made that very clear to everyone that has to, you know, this council has to be fully cognizant of what the impact and implication of the numbers are, what those numbers are, and we have to discuss all of the terms before they even get to that point. So that will happen.
Very good.
Can I just, I know you know.
Furthermore, we've been continuing to discuss the development agreement with our council and have scheduled a conference or a meeting on Monday to review the latest iteration of the development agreement, comments by Dave Hart, myself, Mayor, that will then be discussed with our attorneys, and they will further discuss it with the developer's attorneys. to say about that.
Okay, thank you.
Good job.
Mr. Alfred?
I wanted to report that I did attend the Chagrin River Watershed Partners Board of Trustees meeting last week. There's no specific news to report out of that meeting, but everything is going well for that organization. They're on budget for this year, you know, for the most part in terms of their operating expenses and such. And their 2015 budget was approved by the board. They did show off, which was somewhat interesting, a permeable paver project that Mayfield Village has just completed in the last couple of months. The Mayfield Village, you know, Civic Center, City Hall is right on Wilson Mills, just west of Somme Center Road, I guess. And so the parking lot, which is there, they basically tore out a part of it, did some re-landscaping and put in permeable pavers. It's sort of a circle in front of the thing. A nice project. It was done both, well, primarily for stormwater management purposes, and they seem to be happy, at least initially, with what they expect to get in terms of reduced, you know, flow to the underground sewer, you know, stormwater sewers and such. Given that whole general theme, I did in a brief conversation with Adam Fishman of Pinecrest at the Fairmont Properties holiday party last week, you know, mentioned to him the permeable pavers project and hoped that they were looking at similar types of, you know, projects and investments for the Pinecrest development, and he did indeed say yes, that's, you know, very much on their, you know, on the table for them to look at. So that was encouraging. We're happy to hear. And that's pretty much all I need to report.
Great. Well, thank you. Mr. Duber?
I have no reports this week.
Thank you. Thanks. Mr. Braverman, welcome back.
Thank you. Well, no, I'm not back, actually, but I have no comments this evening.
Thank you. Mayor?
Well, it's that time of year we all look forward to. It's the last meeting of the year, and we get to recap some of the things that took place in 2014. And I try to weed through the comments because it's amazing, I think, for each department head as they gather up their accomplishments for the year. I think when they list them out for me, I think I hope that even they are surprised when they realize how much has really been done during the year. Usually they give me their accomplishments for the year and their goals for the next year coming up. And the goals are really short and the accomplishments are really long. So I don't want to bore everybody with every single one, so I'm going to pick out the highlights. But I think in addition to all the regular ordinary things we do, some of which you'll get in the annual reports, like I won't tell you how many tons of leaves were picked up and how many tons of salt was spread and how many emergency runs the fire department went on. That will all come in the annual report. So just the out of the ordinary one-time kind of accomplishments that took place this year. I'll go through many of those. A lot of this year was spent, as you know, on activity having to do with the Pinecrest development. I can't pinpoint or specify a particular accomplishment from it, but a lot of time and energy has been spent in that direction. In 2014, we purchased a new squad for the a state-of-the-art ambulance squad that will serve our community well for the next, hopefully, dozen years or so. We got two new power squats, power cots for the squads using grant money. There was additional lockers and locker room space, so now everyone in the fire department has their own locker, which wasn't true before. We had ISO ratings in the building department and the fire department this year, and while the building department's ISO rating remained the same, the fire department's ISO rating went down to be one of only about 167 communities out of 2,400 in the state to be as low as ours. We did sell the old squad for $15,000, a big project throughout the community that you probably heard nothing about because it's kind of the very unsexy, boring stuff that takes a lot of time and is a big relief to get through,
was we did a lot of record purging this year. I think we had our own truck at one of the shredding events just for the big record purge that we did. You know, we have to go through the Records Commission, we have to go down to the Historical Society, and then we can unload a lot of boxes that just tended to accumulate at the old service department. Fire department got rid of a lot of their surplus items. This was the year that our Chagrin Valley Dispatch started, and we added Gates Mills, Highland Hills, North Randall to our original 8 communities. And if you have noticed or read in the paper lately, we just got Euclid, the city of Euclid, to join our dispatch cog. That's a big one. We will see a reduction again next year in our dispatch costs because of that. And of course, again, kudos go to our very own Nick DeSico, who has been the driving force and the rainmaker in that whole project. We increased the frequency and attendance of our CPR classes that were held this year. Through grant money, the fire department had installed a new station alerting system, which our service department did a lot of the installation of that, right? The electrical and everything. We participated in that $784,000 FEMA grant for new iPads and additional radios. We received a Bureau of Workman's Comp grant to cover the cost of one of those power cots and an EMS grant for the other one. We started an old tradition in Orange Village, which is new to most generations around here, and that was a new Halloween party, and we think it was a huge success. We had a great turnout for that. Since the last time I gave accomplishments, we have since had last year's, and then next week we will again deliver Christmas and Hanukkah gifts to the children in the community that sign up for the Orange Village Response to Holidays program. And this year was the 3rd annual open house, which is just really very well received in this community. And the use of social media is being credited for a lot of the increased turnout to those events. We received a $4,637 grant from the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District for the design and printing of our 2015 recycle calendar, which is at the printers now. And if Lisa gave Anna that letter?
I didn't. I was waiting to talk with the finance department, and I didn't have time today.
The newsletter is going to the printer tomorrow morning.
I sent her an email.
So we should put something else there?
I don't have anything.
Okay. So everybody will get their calendar and their next newsletter before the end of the month. And that, with this recycle grant that I just mentioned, and also that grant funded a sign for the new Orange Village Service Department Recycle Center. This year we had 2 music at the Muni events, including a movie event. We started a Facebook page for the community garden, a Facebook page for Orange Village, and the fire department also has a Facebook page. I hope all of you have liked our Facebook pages. We set up and now maintain a Google Calendar on our website. Administrative Assistant Anna Girardi has served her first year and was reinstated for a second year as president of the Cuyahoga County Mayor Secretary Association. And she maintained the Orange Cares program, and this year that program assisted 3 residents. We raised from the music MUSIC events that is run by one of our residents. It brought in $500 worth of donations for the renovation of the amphitheater. And this year we put in electrical to the amphitheater, got in the parking lot off of Pike Drive, and cleared the entranceway to make a walkway to go into the amphitheater from the parking area. We also, through working with the post office and the service department's efforts, there was a section on Jackson Road between Brainerd and Orangedale where all the mailboxes were on one side of the road, but for the rest of the road, they were all on the side of the road where the houses were located. So we got that one stretch where we got all the mailboxes to the right, you know, to the sides of the roads where the houses are located. That isn't as easy as it sounds. You gotta get everybody to agree to do it, you gotta make sure the posts are able to be moved, and it happened, but it wasn't as easy as it sounds like it should be. We took a survey of the residents on Hidden Valley to see if when our little section of water line goes in that we got the grant for, whether the rest of the street wanted it extended at their cost to get city water. The survey turned out negative, so we will not be extending the water line down Hidden Valley, but we will, in the spring, accomplish our goal of having water within 2,000 feet of every home in the village.
They didn't want water?
They didn't. They didn't want to pay for it. I'm sure they want it, but they didn't want to pay for it. We shook up the salute a little bit by having different types of food this year, which I think was a big hit. We finished the redecorating of the village hall, updating the decor a little bit after 20 years of wear and tear. This year we accomplished the community survey, and we also finished the all-purpose trail study and had town hall meetings on that topic. We've started to do research into upgrading the playground or replacing the entire thing so we can upgrade the surface. We, because of the change in personnel in the service department, we have gone to an outside cleaning crew this year, so we went through the process of getting that in place. This year, Orange Village became a participant in the Cuyahoga County Community Health Challenge. I can't remember what place we came in, but we did pretty good considering the size of our community and the limited, you know, we couldn't get any points for having healthy choices in vending machines because we don't have any vending machines. So, you know, we placed pretty well considering the limited categories we could compete in. We contacted another community so that we could get our rate decreased with, for the Ease at Work program so that they went in on it with us. We got the new building department system up and running, and what we've been doing in-house is getting some cross-training going. So my Anna learned how to do the building department, the new system, so that if Mary's on vacation, we're not having any downtime. And in a few weeks, other people are going to learn the payroll system so that we have some more cross-training and more depth in ability to do different tasks. Okay, the service department list is really long. We got the water main finished on Brainerd Road. The police department entry overhang was rebuilt. This is the year we had two more water main breaks on Miles Road and dealt with the repairs over there. We replaced the pre-treating and pre-wetting from, we went from brine to aqua saline, which enables us to improve our snow and ice control capabilities. We hired two new full-time employees, Matt Lunger and Matt Peters. We built the shelves for the record storage in the new building for, we now have a record storage, and that was a big deal because we emptied out the old facility up the road at 4160 Lander Road and got that building all, everything cleaned out, moved down. That building was all cleaned and prepared for sale. And that required getting rid of a lot of surplus equipment that had accumulated over the decades. We had concrete repairs to Lander Road, Orangewood Drive, Harvard Road, and Orange Place. We had repairs and repaving to Lander Road, and we had concrete installed at the service center. The service department did in-house asphalt repairs to Harvard, Waterford, Cambridge, Miles, Pinecrest, Walnut Hills, Orange Tree Estates, Smithfield, North and South Hilltop, the Muni Center parking lot, and West Ash. They seal-coated the Muni Center lot, restriped the parking lot, and the helicopter landing zone. We spec'd out the new hook lift and purchased a new gator. We repaired and rebuilt the sewage pump for the Muni Force Main and constructed a new compost bin at the community garden. The service department planted the bioswale at the at our impervious stormwater project at the service center pervious. Annex.
Pervious.
The pervious, yeah. The pervious surface.
Away from
right. We crack sealed Waterford, Oxford, Sterncrest, Orange Meadow, Orange Hill Estates, Orangedale, North and South Hilltop, and Smithfield. By constructing our own chip box for the hook lift in dump in-house, we saved over $7,000. We had training in stormwater, trench, excavation safety, de-icing products, Salt Institute and Snow Conference, attended the APWA conference in Cincinnati, in-house training with the new employees on snow removal operation, in-service training on new heavy lifts, and some of the employees attended the NASDA meetings. We installed a flagpole at the service center annex cul-de-sac. This year, the service department, because of having the equipment and the facility and the ability to do so, we started in-house repairs to fire apparatus and all police equipment. So we're saving money on repairs by doing them all in-house, because we now have new heavy lifts to be able to do the fire apparatus on. We amended and passed the new tree ordinance, which will allow us to replace the estimated 100 trees that the service department removed due to the infestation of the emerald ash borer, and they grounded the stumps. We retiled the police department watch office, and we received a $34,624 grant for the portable column lifts. We recruited a new part-time police officer in the police department, and this year, with continued involvement with Solon, we had success with the Explorer program, and we utilized those youngsters at the salute. Our police chief remained the chief in charge of the Valley Enforcement Group hostage negotiation team, and we took on the new assignment. Both our chief and our lieutenant and one of our sergeants as being in charge of the new initiative in the Valley Enforcement Group for the child abduction response team. And yesterday at the Valley Enforcement Council of Government meeting, that was approved and is now in the budget for next year. In 2014, we received an unqualified and excellent audit report and opinion from the state on 2012 and 2013. Despite generally flat revenues, we were able to submit, and tonight council approved a balanced 2015 budget. In the spring of 2015, because of things that happened in 2014, we will be able to arrange for the rollover and final payment on the service facility. And in 2014, we made our final payment on this building, and so we will be mortgage-free. We completed a 5-year capital equipment budget this year, and we had quite a few and quite large workers' comp claims to work through this year in an effort both to get the employees back to work and to contain future premium increases for the village. In 2014, we became a certified residential building department. We had been a certified commercial building department, but now we are also certified as a residential building department. We adjusted our building department fees, and I think we worked very well, and it was a successful year, and I wish everyone up here and in the audience and in Orange Village a very safe and healthy holiday season. And stay tuned. In January, we'll talk about some of the administrative goals for 2015, and thanks everybody for all your support on everything that the administration is trying to get done, and especially to all the department heads and employees, thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Mayor, is there any update on the sale of the old Village Hall and Service Building?
We met, did I not say anything last week? We met with the folks we've engaged as our consultants and with the realtor. They were getting they sounded like they were very pleased with the calls they were getting and the visits they were getting and the interest they were getting. They wanted to get some clarity on what was permitted zoning-wise. Could people store cars there? Could they use it, the outbuildings, for art studios? Like, what they were sort of echoing back a lot of the questions they were getting for what kind of things would be allowed there. They wanted to look in our files to get our copy of our Buster report for the tanks. We had some conversation about how we would proceed for if we wanted to get a phase one environmental, and we sort of decided we'll wait to see if there's any offers and let the you know, the buyer put that in any terms that they would offer to us.
Do we know what the cost of that is?
What?
Do we know, have like an approximate cost of what that would be?
Yeah, Bob called.
Didn't Dan do that?
Yeah.
No, no, he called, actually he called Dan, did, and he's gonna send us a quote for that. What'd you say?
Dan sent me.
You did get it?
Okay.
Yeah, we're starting to get that information, but they didn't sort of advise us to go ahead and do it. So, that's the feedback at this point.
Thank you.
Did I list enough things, or you want me to say more?
You took up the meeting.
They're all busy years.
Tell me about it.
It's amazing, the recap of the year. I love hearing it, and it's interesting to see how much work gets done here, and appreciate it. So thank you.
We have great employees in Orange Village, that I will say.
Yes, you do.
We do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
My comments include tonight wishing everybody happy holidays and thanking you all for a great year. As your leader, I've really appreciated the hard work we've gotten done on this council. It's really nice to have such hard-working members. You're all contributing greatly, some more than others, Mr. Klein, which we appreciate your expertise, everybody's individual expertise is coming together for our council. So thank you all. You want to comment? Oh, sure. And that concludes my comments. And our acting law director tonight, Sarah, would like to
actually say something. Members of council, thank you very much for the passage of the ordinance retaining Walter Haverfield. I know Steve is delighted to be returning for 2 years, and I am delighted to be joining you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The confidence you place in us and look forward to working with you.
We're happy to have you. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Then Mary, will you can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion made.
Thank you, Mr. Duber, second?
I will.
Thank
second.
You, Mrs. Cluder. Mary?
Oh my God.
Can we call the roll?
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Yes. Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Okay.
Ask them.
There we go. You want to go out?
Yeah.
I just pulled up my duty.
So, Kathy, I thought that you know, Anna sent me an email Friday, and I didn't have any time to contact Dave. I thought I would give like a recap of the finance. So I was going to email him yesterday or today.
I have.
Yeah, and it was a recap of the finance committee. And
you too.
Thank you. You too.
You know, when I'm at work,
appreciate
I
it,
don't
yes.
get 5 minutes to do anything. So I just emailed her at 4 o'clock today saying I'm sorry I never had time to get this. I only had like 2 days, like two working days.
You know, it's kind of funny.
It wasn't enough time. I need a week.
Bob Wilson.
Interesting.
Bob Girardi. Was that a good meeting to be at?
For something, yeah.
Did you like council?
No, I wasn't.